Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This past week, the teachers and staff from my daughter's elementary school sent all of the kids a video greeting. It was something like the video that we just saw of all of our Sunday school kids doing palm processions and all glory, laud, and honor. And except in this case, it was teachers and staff saying hello to the students that they cannot see in person, saying hello from their homes, their couches, their porches, their trampolines, sitting with their children, sitting with their cats, their dogs, their rats, even. And while a few of the messages were exhortations to be kind and to keep reading and to be good for moms and dads, the main message that almost every single teacher wanted to share was simply, I love you. Keep going. Not work hard. Not, I really hope you're mastering Google Classroom and Zoom so you can keep up with your lessons. Not, wouldn't it be great if we could just be together for end of the year programs, though it would be good if we could be together for end of year programs. Just, I love you. Keep going. And that struck me in this moment, this present moment, which has stripped us bare of routines and lesson plans and daily habits, has nevertheless revealed for them, for these teachers, the bedrock of teaching and learning under any circumstances. Love. And no virus can take that away. Our first reading said today, the Lord has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. To teach rightly is to comfort and sustain. Every Palm Sunday, our church hears these words from the 50th chapter of Isaiah, a passage that is known as a servant song, a picture of what a faithful servant of God looks like. These words first belonged to the prophet. They have been claimed by faithful servants in many generations. In them, we hear the voice of Jesus, who gave his back to those who struck him and who did not hide his face from insult and spitting. The faithful servant, Isaiah tells us, is both teacher and student. The one whose word comforts and sustains as a teacher, the student whose ear is awakened to words of love from his father, a promise that he never surrenders. In the passion story we just heard, Jesus never lets go of the Father's love. Not when he is arrested and betrayed, not when he is tortured by the soldiers, not when he is examined by the chief priests, when he is tried before Pilate, when he is condemned by the crowd. Crucified, he is stripped of his garments and his dignity. He loses life and breath itself. But this story tells us that even when everything is gone, love remains. Generations of the faithful have looked at this story, the Passion, heard it, read it, sung it, embraced it as we have just done, and concluded that there is much to learn from this story of the Savior crucified. In the old Passion hymn, Go to Dark Gethsemane, each verse looks at a moment of this story and exhorts the singers to go and learn. Go to Dark Gethsemane, feel the tempter's power. Your Redeemer's conflict see. Watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not from his griefs away. Learn from Jesus Christ to pray. Follow to the judgment hall. Learn from him to bear the cross. It is finished. Hear him cry. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. Early hasten to the tomb where risen he meets our eyes. Savior, teach us so to rise. before we can do any of that learning. Before we can learn to pray, learn to suffer, learn to die and rise again, there is something deeper that must be learned. And it's not a task or a lesson. It is a word that God simply wants us to cling to and to receive. Simply the abiding word of love that does not give up no matter what the circumstances. The Lord has given him the tongue of a teacher. Why? Not so that he can tell us to get our act together, to master the lessons, to do better, but so that he can tell us that he loves us and will not leave us no matter the circumstances. Love us even when we shout crucify. Loves us even when we find ourselves alone and deserted in our homes. Loves us even when we desert and flee him. Loves us even when we wash our hands of the responsibility to care. Loves us from the cross and loves us from the grave. This is the love of the Father, which wakens us to be students of grace in every single moment of our lives. And so I pray in this Holy Week that we would all together, though we cannot be together in person, I pray that we together would be students of this love, that we would allow ourselves to pay attention to this story and to hear and receive the word of the teacher, Jesus, who shows us the Father's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.